It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on WCDO as we get you set for high school football. The Sydney Warriors are traveling over here to take on the Green Trojans in a Section 4 Class D first-round football matchup here tonight under the lights at Green Central School. And boy, folks, if maybe you're staying in the car right now or you are waiting at home to see about the rain, it is absolutely coming down here, Tim, and it's going to be a great night, but you're going to have to bring the umbrella.
Yeah, there's no doubt. If you're coming out to see this game live, you're going to definitely want to have an umbrella with you, some muck boots, and whatever else you can find in the house. And I'll tell you what, if you're listening to it on the radio, you got a great seat like Nate and I do inside the press box here. Nice warm spot here tonight, and I'm sure this is going to be a great game, and one of the main things going to be a key tonight is going to be ball security because it's going to be wet and slippery out there.
I want to welcome everybody in, of course, to the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside at Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Of course, Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit more about what Tim was talking about, how both these teams can handle being in the rain here tonight. So Green and Sydney, a Class D first-round playoff matchup when we come back here on WCDO.
Chambers and O'Hara on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney is now home to the lifetime warranty. Yes, that's right. Most vehicles on the lot now feature a drive-easy warranty, which gives you peace of mind. And here's the best part. There's no cost to you. Here's the breakdown. You get powertrain coverage for the life of your vehicle, plus unlimited mileage, and you are protected nationwide. Think about all those things under the hood that are now protected by your new Drive Easy warranty, and it's all free. It's hard to beat that deal. So stop into Chambers and O'Hara on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. View our selection online at chambersohara.com. That's chambersohara.com. Or call 563-4311. That's 563-4311.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton or call 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here tonight on WCDO, live from Green High School. It's the top-seeded Green Trojans taking on the 8-seed, the Sydney Warriors, in the Class D playoffs here tonight. The winner will move on to the semifinals. And this is set to be a great matchup. We have all the stats and everything to back that up. A lot of great numbers. But first, we got to get in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Of course, the rain is coming down. We'll talk a lot about ball security tonight. Tim, one of my thoughts is, you know, maybe Sydney with that dynamic passing game that they love to have. Does the rain take a little bit of that away here tonight?
Well, I think they're going to see him concentrate a little bit more on the ground game just because when you put the ball up in the air, there's a facet of now the receiver's got to catch a wet ball and so on and so forth. But I don't think they'll completely go away from it. One of the good things that Sydney's done all year is they've been very diversified in their offensive play calling and everything throughout the games. And you might think you're going to see a heavy dose of Dawson Backus, and then all of a sudden Mr. Smith, Darren Smith, is out throwing the ball out to the wideouts, and you never know what's going to happen with the Warriors.
Yeah, certainly that is the case. But I think the same can be said for the Green Trojans, and they have a great running game and a great passing game. We were here last week for their game against Harper's Elaston. They threw the ball very well, but of course they have Luke Erickson who can run and pound the ball, and that's going to have to be a focus for Sydney tonight.
Well, in the first game when they played Sydney at the Sydney Stadium, they actually just, you know, they did exactly what you said. They put it on the ground and they ran right through Sydney. So
we'll take a quick break here for the national anthem and be right back on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us, the Langs. Lang Trucking of Guilford proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Everyone at Lang Trucking asks motorists to drive with extra care Halloween night, as children will be frequently crossing the road. Happy Halloween from Lang Trucking of Guilford.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO as we get you set for the Green Trojans taking on the Sydney Warriors here in the first round of the Class D football playoffs. Green the 1 seed, Sydney the 8 seed. And Tim, both teams getting ready for the coin toss here. A crazy kind of rainy night here, but this turf field perfect for that. Boy, I don't know if I'd want to be on the Unitego field tonight as they host Elmira Notre Dame. That could be the Mud Bowl up there tonight.
Yeah, that definitely could be a little bit of a different story, but this field looks like it's weathered the storm very well so far. You know, I talking about it at the pregame, we were talking about the NC State Notre Dame game. You know, it's not that bad, but it's for people that watched that college game a few weeks ago, but it's definitely going to be wet, and like we said at the beginning, ball security is going to be huge for both teams, and you know, it may be a defensive battle because of that.
Both these teams in the same division, of course. Green came out as the Division 7 champions by defeating Harper's Elaston 23-0 last week in a game we did right here on CDO, and that was certainly a great game, a great showing for the Trojans against a very high-powered offense for the Hornets last week. Sydney's been on a roll the last couple of weeks after having a very tough schedule to start the season, but when these two teams met back in week four, boy, was it a fun one. Green coming out on top 30-20 in that game, but really just kind of back and forth. And I thought late in that game, Green just kind of took over and had the edge.
Yeah, they did. And I'm just going to say this. We were talking about it earlier. They need Sydney, that being, needs to play four quarters of football. This Green team is not a team that you can take a quarter off. And that's what happened in that first game. It was like all of a sudden they lost what they were doing offensively, and they made some switches on defense that worked for the time being, but then the halftime break came out, and they had to, unfortunately, they were down 10 at that point, and that's what the difference in the game was.
Yeah, if you give a team like Green the lead, they seem to be able to do a variety of different things, and, you know, last week we saw once they had the lead, they were able to ground and pound, kind of that Walton style of chew up the clock, and their defense was absolutely fantastic last week. They broke through the Harpersville defensive line so many times, got to Tyler King, the quarterback, really frustrated him. It's going to be paramount that the Sydney line plays well here tonight in these slippery conditions.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, the other thing that everybody has to do is tackle, and they have to do it form tackling. They can't just hit people because you're going to slide right off of them. You're going to have to hit, wrap, lift, and, you know, drive your legs and everything. And it's going to be who brings their pads to the show that's going to win every battle that happens out there tonight.
Green is going to receive to start this contest here tonight. They will go right to left on your radio dial. They're in the green uniforms, the green helmets, the black pants. Sydney is in the white tops with the gray pants and the maroon helmet, and they will kick off here as Liam Matthews will do the duties, and he will kick this one, this little squib kick, which is immediately taken down by Green right about at the 50-yard line. A great play there by Justin Carmen, and a bouncing wet ball goes right into his hands, and great field position to start here for the Trojans.
Absolutely, and a really nice play. Caught that with his hands completely, and it's the lineman. You know, they're not supposed to do that, but he did. Nice job.
If you're Sydney there, I guess maybe you're hoping in these slippery conditions the ball bounces, maybe you get that lucky break, but Green was ready and prepared, and they will start right on that green Trojan logo directly at midfield. This is great field position for this offense for the first time here tonight, here on the opening drive of the game. They will hand one off here on first and 10, and the Sydney defense is right there. Lucas Tanner was in on the stop as they went to hand off to Luke Erickson. He maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that play was blown up right off the bat. There was a little penetration by the Warriors that delayed the cuts and stuff for the running back, and nice defense by Lucas Tanner and the rest of the Warriors.
Boy, this is a game that I think no matter what happens tonight for either of these teams, they'll never forget it. Playing in the playoffs, in the rain, under the lights like this, this is what high school football is all about. So here we go on a 2nd and 10 for Green. First drive of the night. And they'll hand one off to Erickson, and he will run on a little sweep from left to right, but the Sydney defense is right there to ramp him up. Sean Dramond breaking through the line to lead the gang tackle there for the Warriors.
Yeah, they tried the little jet sweep to the right side, and it did not work. The outside contain of the Warriors did their job, got it turned back inside, and Mr. Dramond was right there to make the tackle.
Well, the ball boys here tonight might be getting the most work as they're trying to bring out dry balls as much as they can. When we first got here to set up for the broadcast, it was absolutely pouring. It has let up a little bit right now, but it's still a steady rain. And from the weather forecast here on CDO, it doesn't look like it's going to break up much more before the end of the game. So we'll see. 3rd and 12, quarterback keeper for Zach Orzel directly up the middle. Nice pickup here. And it's going to be a 4th and short coming up as he picks up about 8 or 9 yards. A play that was very successful last week for the Trojans as well.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a read off the speed option or a speed sweep. And he just didn't give it to Erickson that time. He took it himself and got a real nice game. We'll see what they do on 4th down here.
Going to be a 4th and 4. They're into Sydney territory. 2 minutes gone here in the first scoreless between Green and Sydney in the Class D quarterfinals. And looks like they'll go for it here on 4th and 4 as they are at about the 45-yard line going right to left. Orzel is in the shotgun here. And he will hand one off to Erickson. Erickson bounces to the left side. He's not going to get it, though. The Sydney defense collapsing in on him. Nice job by Brandon Evans to come up and make the tackle. And the Sydney defense holds strong, Tim.
Yeah, real nice play by Brandon Evans coming up from the safety spot to make that tackle and finish him off. One thing they want to make sure, like we talked about earlier, he will keep his legs moving. He is a strong, strong runner. And I'll tell you what, if you don't go with all your pads, your helmet, your wrapping and everything, he's going to run right through you.
Yeah, and that was a lot of energy on that Sydney defense there on that first drive. We'll see if they can maintain that over the length of this game here tonight. So the Sydney offense will take over, again going left to right. They're in the white uniforms, the gray pants, and the maroon helmet. Green is in the green tops, the black pants. They all have the pink socks on here tonight, as they did last week for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the green helmets as well. And the Sydney offense waiting to get things started here on 1st and 10, starting at their own 43, but a little bit of a delay here, Tim.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw the white hat go over to the Sydney Warriors side. There must be something going on over there with maybe some radio equipment or something. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens.
So the official is going to get together, have a little chat here. He's going to come over to the green bench now and have a word with the green coaching staff as well. You never know in a night like this. The rain could cause problems not only on the field but on the sidelines as well. Like you said, maybe some radio equipment, something like that. A coach has a question about dry balls coming in and out, everything like that. There's going to be a lot of little things here tonight to keep an eye on that could have an effect on different plays in this game.
Yeah, they definitely have some sort of situation with the coaches going on right now because they're bringing both head coaches out to the center of the field, and they're going to talk with their officials on this situation.
Well, you don't see this very often. Both head coaches out to the middle of the field here to have a conference with the officials here. And the officials are trying to keep a little space between the players and the officials, and it must just be that they want to make sure that everybody is on the same page, everything is fair for this.
Yeah,
as both coaches will go back to their respective sidelines now.
I imagine that, the rule would be is if one, you know, radio is down or whatever, the other ones are not allowed to use theirs or whatever kind of thing. So I think they were just checking on that. So
well, we don't know exactly what the problem was, but it appears everything is okay and back underway as Sydney will go on offense for the first time tonight. Here's sophomore QB Darren Smith handing off to senior running back Dawson Backus. He runs to the left side, but that Green defense is there to suck him up as Erickson leads the way with that strong Green defensive line, and they bring him down maybe a gain of one for Backus.
Yeah, actually, they did not blow the whistle, so they kept the pile moving forward, and he actually stumbled forward for maybe two or three.
They're going to give him actually four on that.
Yeah.
Second and six, good running there by Backus. 9.5 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Sydney and Green. Here's the pass from Smith over to Alex Hopkins on the right side. Avoids the tackle, and he's going to pick up the first down into Green territory to the 45. Great to see them get involved with Alex Hopkins early in the game. He's such a weapon on the edge.
Yeah, he definitely is. And, you know, I mean, the thing is, he made the first guy miss. Otherwise, it's probably a tech for no gain at all. But Alex used his athletic ability, made a miss, and got a first down for the Warriors.
First and 10 with the clock still moving as we come up on 9 minutes to go, first quarter. Sydney is into Green territory going left to right. Smith is in the shotgun, the Sydney QB flag on the play, and that will bring up a whistle here. I believe this one's going against the Warriors.
Yeah, I was waiting for the flag because it happened twice. He actually flinched two times. It was the right tackle of the Warriors flinched a little early, so penalty right off the bat for Sydney in the first drive.
And that's a difficult here for Sydney. You cannot afford many penalties against this Green squad, which really doesn't give you a whole lot of room to work with to begin with. So a first and 15 now here for the Sydney Warriors. 8:55 to go, opening quarter. Scoreless between Green and Sydney. We'll try to keep you updated on all the other playoff games and crossover games here tonight as well that are going on with our area football team. So they'll hand off to Dawson Backus on first and 15 right up the middle before he stopped after about a gain of five.
Yeah, nice little run. Got back to the original line of scrimmage, so it'll be second down and 10 for the Warriors.
So Backus was a good little pickup there right up the middle before he hit a wall of Green defenders who brought him down. Clock still moving. 8:25 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between the Trojans and the Warriors. Under the lights here, as the number one seed Green Trojans ranked fifth this week in New York State Class D football, hosting the Warriors here tonight. Second and 9. They'll hand off to Backus to the left side. Gets to the edge. Good pickup here. He's going to get the first down and barrels his way forward over the 35 to the 34. Backus is fired up, and that's a first down for Sydney.
Real nice run by Dawson. A little off the edge run for him, and a real nice block out on the edge. And I'm not sure who it was that made the block, but they definitely gave him room for the first down.
Backus has been very fired up the last few weeks. Of course, this Sydney offense the last 2 weeks has put up a ton of points. They've scored over 60 points the last 2 weeks in wins against Oxford and against Seton. So the offense has really been rolling as they handed off to Backus here on first and 10. And he'll get a short pickup there with 7:45 to go in this first quarter. We're still scoreless.
Got a nice little run right there just off tackle, kind of like a counter play for the Warriors. Second and 5 for the Warriors.
So another pickup where it looks like he maybe got 2 or 3, ends up with 5.
Yep.
So nice pickup there for the senior running back, Dawson Backus, who, remember, folks, broke his ankle completely. Had to get pins and screws in it back in June, and he's had a full season here, so he recovered very fast. Second and 5, Sydney will throw to the outside, and the pass is incomplete, it looks like, as they tried to go over to the far side. I believe they were trying to find Dawson. No, excuse me, that will be Parker Boyce on the far side.
Yeah, Parker Boyce was the intended receiver, but the throw was a little bit low. It had to be low, but Parker wasn't able to bring it in.
So the clock stops there at 7:19 to go, first quarter. Third and 5 coming up for the Warriors. They are down in Green territory, going left to right, ball on the 29. This is the big third and 5 coming up here for Sydney. Shotgun, they'll hand one off to Backus. First down and more. Backus to the 10, 5, and a touchdown here for Sydney. Dawson Backus with a 29-yard scamper, and Sydney goes up 6-0.
Obviously, the people can't see it, but I'm going to tell you right now, that offensive line for the Sydney Warriors was two levels deep, leading him down the field. So nice job by the O-line, and Dawson with the 6 points.
So Sydney does something that Harper Zalafton could not do last week, and that's score a touchdown, and Dawson Backus goes in for 6. So 7:12 to go here in the first quarter, and Sydney leads 6-0, and now we'll see the 2-point conversion here for the Warriors.
And Sydney going with a play right out of the Green playbook here, going with the gate, and they're going to throw to the right side. Do they get in? Yes, they do. It's going to be a throw to Alex Hoskins, who muscles his way into the end zone, and Sydney will take an 8-0 lead here. Alex was all the way over on the left side of the field, came all the way across the formation, got over to the goal line, and basically just boxed out like a basketball move, boxed out the defender, and won the battle for the ball.
We'll explain more about that two-point conversion when we come back. But in the meantime, it's Sydney 8, Green nothing, 7:12 to go first quarter. We'll be right back on the CDO.
The beautiful fall colors and gorgeous rolling hills await you. Hi, this is Gary Kurz of the Silo Restaurant in Green. It doesn't get any better than fall at the Silo. It's the perfect time to take a leisurely drive to enjoy the beautiful fall colors, followed by a romantic dinner for two, or bring the family to experience our exceptional Sunday brunch. And while you dine, you'll overlook the gorgeous Silo Valley. Visit the place you've been meaning to go, the Silo Restaurant, Route 206 in Green. Call 656-4377.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Sydney with an 8-0 lead over Green with 7:12 to go in the first quarter, and Sydney will kick off to Green, and this one bouncing out of bounds. Nobody touched it, so we'll have the flag, and Green will get some extra yardage out of that. Tim, will you explain that two-point conversion for everyone listening at home?
Well, Sydney lines way all the linemen and a few of the receivers over to the left-hand side. They have one person snapping the ball to a direct snap to Nate Vibbard, and there's a back there. It's called the swinging gate, and they brought Alex across in motion all the way across the field, and they threw the ball to him right at the goal line, and he won the battle for the ball.
So it's a little unique looking for a two-point conversion, but it worked there for Sydney. They have an 8-0 lead. Green with a 1st and 10 going right to left will start on their own 35. Quarterback keeper for Orzel gets some good blocking, and he's out into the flat here on the left side. Orzel across midfield to the 40, to the 30, cuts back to the 25 before he's brought down. A huge game there for the Green Trojans. And they are answering right back as they are knocking on the door to the red zone here.
Real nice play by Orzel there. He had a couple really nice fakes with the ball and held the outside contain of Sydney, and then he just beat him up to the outside.
And once he got to the edge, he picked up a lot of extra yardage, and Sydney just could not catch up with him. A very fast guy, and that's saying a lot because some of the Sydney secondary is pretty quick as well.
Yeah, definitely, but like you said, he got to the edge and then just turned it upfield.
6:50 to go here in the first quarter. Green trailing Sydney 8-0. And they'll have another quarterback keeper with Orzel. Scampers free and across the 20 down to the 10. So two runs here by Orzel. And Green is looking to maybe get in the end zone here on just a couple of short plays right after the Sydney score.
Yeah, they definitely saw something on that first series where it wasn't working. And they said, you know what? Sydney's keying too heavily on Erickson. Let's give Orzel a chance. And he's a good football player, so you got to pay attention to both of them.
6.5 to go, first quarter. 8-0 lead for Sydney over Green. The Trojans trying to answer right back here. And another quarterback keeper to Orzel takes the handoff, and this time he's wrapped up at the line. Maybe a pickup of one as he leans his way over the 10-yard line.
Yeah, that one, they definitely made a nice play adjustment on that left-hand side of the Warriors' defensive line. Made a little bit of penetration, slowed the play down, didn't make the tackle, but made it not go as smoothly as the other two.
6 minutes to go, first quarter. It's Sydney 8, Green nothing. A 29-yard touchdown by Dawson Backus was the Sydney score, and the two-point conversion was good. A pass to Alex Hoskins. Here's a 2nd and 7 for Green going right to left. Orzel's in the shotgun, and this time they'll plow one forward with Coy Austin, the first touch of the night here for Coy Austin, who had a big week last week against the Harpers and Lapton Hornets, and he buries it up the middle here, and he's across the 5, so now they are knocking on the door.
Yeah, shotgun snap to Orzel, and he's got two bats to fake the ball to and one to give it to, or he takes it himself. So, you know, it's a tough thing. You got to pay attention to what's going on in the backfield.
A lot of options there for Green in the backfield. With 5:20 to go first quarter, it's Sydney 8 and Green nothing, but Green trying to maybe tie this one up here or at least get 6 on the board. They'll hand off to Erickson. He muscles his way to the outside, and he goes into the end zone, standing up a touchdown here for the Green Trojans. They answer in just 4 plays here, Tim, and they're in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, the 2 great big runs by Orzel on the same play, pretty much the exact same play. One to the left, one to the right, and then a little bit of help from Erickson, and then also the other young man that carried there. I can't remember his name.
Coy Austin.
Awesome. Yep, so nice little drive and good answer on the 8 points that the Warriors scored.
Boy, it's like Sydney scored and they awoke the monster, because Green just barreled right back to make this 8-6. And now Green is going to go with the two-point conversion with 5:12 to go here in the first quarter. Man in motion is Nate Erickson. They're going to give it to Orzel, runs to the outside, and he's tripped up, and they're not going to get the two-point conversion. Looks like they wanted to pass, but the Sydney defense was right there.
Yeah, it was pass run option. It was all on Orzel. He had to make the decision, and when he made the decision to run, he got hit and fell down. Good play by the defense. Kept it a two-point game.
We'll take a quick break. 5:12 to go, first quarter. It's Sydney leading Green 8-6. We have a great game here in the rain tonight, folks. Stay tuned for more on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. 8-6 the score, with Sydney leading the Green Trojans. I don't want to mess that up there. 5:12 to go in this first quarter, and Green is going to kick off here to the Sydney Warriors. Now, if you've listened to us do a Green game this year, or you've seen it, sometimes they do this thing where they all huddle up, everybody lines up like maybe they're going to do an onside kick. Sometimes they do it, sometimes they don't. I will say that Mitchell Walters is about ready to kick here, and every time we've seen him do it, he does do the onside kick, but no, they will do the fake here, and it looks like they will kick it deep. So you never know. There's a lot of different guys who line up to kick for Green.
Yeah, you never know.
So here is Walters, and he's going to squib kick it. It's bounced at the line and then caught by the Sydney Warriors back at the 35 by Reggie Jimenez.
Yeah, nice play by Reggie to get the ball, and Sydney will take over first and 10 for their second possession of the night at about the 35.
So 5:10 to go, first quarter. It's 8-6. Sydney on top of Green. Dawson Backus had the touchdown for Sydney on a 29-yard run. Luke Erickson answered right back for Green with a 5-yard TD run that was set up by some great running by quarterback Zach Orzel on that last drive for the Trojans. So here is Sydney on a first and 10. And here is Darren Smith in the shotgun. He's going to drop back, looks to his left, throws, and he threads the needle there. Great catch by Parker Boyce for about 5 yards up to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, real nice throw, real nice catch, and good gain for the Warriors. Makes a short, obtainable yardage for the first on second down.
Parker Boyce, some games we did earlier in the year, wasn't used as much, had some injuries, and they've gone to him a couple of times so far here tonight. And we haven't even seen a guy like Nate Vibber get involved yet. You know, once he gets it, the wheels are turning, and he wants to go.
Yeah, there's no doubt. He's going to turn it right up the field and try to show you how fast he is.
4:35 to go. Clock is running, first quarter. Sydney leads 8-6. Smith will throw again to Hopkins. On the right side, he's caught it. Gets around one man. First down and more into Green territory and knocked down at the 45.
Yeah, again, Alex uses his athletic ability to make the first guy miss and then gets the first down because of the extra yards after the catch.
And Sydney just keeping it simple. Some throws out to either wing. Nothing too crazy, nothing deep, but getting some of their quality receivers involved. 4:20 to go, first quarter. Sydney leading by 2, 8-6 as they go left to right. Here is Smith standing at the 50-yard line, hands off Dawson Backus, running to the left side, over the 45, and then brought down by the Green Trojans. That was Isaac Haddock, who got him down by the knee.
He ran right up the left guard block and got about a yard and a half for the game, so it'll bring up second down and 9.
Clock continuing to move here on this second and 9, as Tim said. Sydney leading 8-6. We'll try to get you updated around halftime on Rabideau Energy Halftime Report on the other two games that are going on tonight. Unitego hosting Elmira Notre Dame and Tioga visiting Groton. They'll hand off to Dawson Backus on second and 9. Again, a run to the left side. Mitchell Walters will bring him down for Green. Pickup of about 3 there for Backus.
Walters made a real nice play there. He scraped right down the line and got the Backus about 2 yards, and then they fell forward for about 2 more. So it's going to be down 3rd and 6 for the Warriors.
Yeah, so 3rd and a long 6,
yeah,
I would
long
say.
Six, yeah.
With
yep.
3:20 to go here, first quarter. They lead by 2. 2 wide receivers to each side. And here is Darren Smith. Play clock is still running down to 5 as he
looks back over to the sideline here. They're going to have to make a move. Play clock is at 2, and Sydney is going to take a timeout here, it looks like. With 3:04 to go in this first quarter, it's Sydney 8, Green 6. Will step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sickens deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Sydney leading Green 8-6 here after the Sydney Warriors take a timeout. A quick shout out. We have just learned that the BG girls volleyball team has won the MAC championship over Harper's Zelastin tonight. That game was at 6 o'clock over at BG High School. So congratulations to the BG volleyball team on winning the MAC. They've had a heck of a year and will advance now to sectionals. So congratulations to the Lady Bobcats. 3rd and 6 now, and they'll throw over the middle, and they'll find a receiver here, and Brandon Evans, a first down and more. He's down to the Green 25, a guy that doesn't get a lot of passes thrown his way, but he makes a huge catch there for Sydney.
Oh, that was either catch it or wear it, because I think that was a bullet from Smith to him, and he made the catch and turned the ball up for the first down. Good job.
Great play there. The other score update that I had was Elmira Notre Dame leading Unitego in the first quarter 8-7. That's the score update I have from there, so we'll keep those coming for you as often as we can. A 1st and 10 here for Sydney as they lead 8-6. Smith throws to the right side. He was looking for Hoskins with a good job there by the Green defensive line to get a mitt up and knock that one away.
Yeah, got to tip deflect the ball there and definitely messed up Alex as far as how he was going to be able to get to the ball. And hopefully make that other guy miss again. I don't know. I think if I was Green's coach, I'd be saying, you can't miss that tackle out there. You're on an island by yourself with Alex Hoskins. You cannot miss that tackle.
2:37 to go, first quarter. Sydney leading Green 8-6, 2nd and 10. Sydney going left to right. They'll throw to the left side, looking for Evans, and that one was incomplete. I believe that Smith just really didn't have any options, so he threw that one away. So a 3rd and 10 coming up here for the Warriors.
Yeah, he definitely threw that one away. You know, but you know, it's not a bad play. He gets another down to try to get the first down, and they're in that area where they may be in two down territory anyway.
Sydney is on the Green 26, and I'm sure they'd love to come away with some points here, getting deep into Green territory once again. Smith looks over to the sideline here for head coach Jeff Matthews and also Aaron Zern, who calls a lot of the plays over there, and the play clock again is down to 7, now down to 5 as Smith gets set. He's just going to get this one off in time here on 3rd and 10. 2:30 to go, first quarter. They throw across the middle, and again looking for Evans. Tipped away there by the Green Trojans, and Isaac Haddock looks like he just got a piece of it.
Isaac Haddock got to the ball just in time, or otherwise that would have been a completed pass and a first down. But nice defensive play by the young man from the Green Trojans.
4th and 10 here for the Warriors with 2:27 to go first quarter. Sydney leading Green 8-6. And looks like they'll go for it here on 4th and 10. They're deep enough that if they don't get it, that's totally fine. So Smith, again, is going to go to the air. Pressure is coming, and he has to float this one away early. Turnover on down. Nice job by the Green defense. We saw it last week. A lot of pressure immediately on the quarterback.
Yeah, it's definitely a quick read, and it's what he thinks the wide receiver is going to do, and the wide receiver's got to do the same thing he does. And if they don't, there's nobody there, and that's what happened on that play.
So Green will get the ball back here once again after holding strong on defense, stopping Sydney at their own 26. So 2:23 to go, first quarter. Sydney leading Green 8-6. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, of course, as always, is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. 1st and 10, and they'll hand this one off up the guts. And this is Erickson with some hard-nosed running. Pickup of about 3 to 4 yards there for Erickson. Boy, he's hard to bring down.
He sure is. He doesn't give up, and he keeps his legs churning. And you know what? Like I said before, that first guy's got to make sure he's got a hold of him, and the second guy's got to come in and finish it. He's not a guy that goes down with one person.
2nd and 6 coming up here for the Trojans. 1:55 to go, first quarter.
Green is going right to left. They're in their own territory here as they look to move the ball. Again, they will hand one off, and plowing his way forward for about 3 or 4 more yards was Erickson once again up to the Green 35.
Yep, good run right there, and that's going to bring up a 3rd-and-1 for the Trojans, as Nate said, on their own 35-yard line.
Great first quarter between these two teams. Two teams in the same division. We've talked about it all year. We thought Division 7 was the toughest in Class D, just several quality teams, including the top three of Green, of course, Harper's Elathan, and Sydney, just duped it out during the year. And they meet here again in the playoffs. A 3rd-and-1 for Green, again on their own 35. They'll plow it forward, and they'll pick up the first down as they just move the pile forward there with 1:10 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, nice little play by Orzel. He was looking like he was going to be in the shotgun snap, and then he just ran up under center and did the silent snap, and quarterback sneaks to the first down.
The rain continues to come down here, but it is a turf field, a beautiful turf field, I might add, at Green High School. So really that hasn't been a problem in terms of the mud and the muck that you might be seeing if you're up at the Unitego game right now on a grass, all-natural type of field. So besides that, just some slippery conditions to deal with out there. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. 1st-and-10 now for Green. They'll try another run right up the middle, maybe a gain of 1 or 2 on the play, as they again hand one off there for Coy Austin.
Coy Austin with a nice little run right there. A tough one, too, because he got hit hardest about the linebacker level, bounced off and gained another half a yard with his own determination.
You do not want to let Coy Austin get out in open territory. He had a 70-yard touchdown run last week off a beautiful catch, and once he got into the open, he was gone. So Sydney paying attention to Coy Austin, that's for sure. 15 seconds to go first quarter, 2nd-and-7. This will be the last play of the quarter. They hand off to Erickson. Again, he hits the pile, but the Sydney defense was right there to bring him down. Colin Carl, another big body for Sydney with the tackle. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. When we come back, it will be Green on a 3rd-and-1 as they trail Sydney 8-6 with 1 quarter in the books here under the lights at Green High School. We'll be right back for Tim Cutting. I'm Nate Lowell on CDO.
We live where you live, and we work where you work. We're Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana. Hi, I'm Lee. We've become known for great customer service and very competitive rates. Our customers have learned that we go the extra mile for you when it comes to all forms of insurance, from car, motorcycle, and RV insurance to homeowners and business insurance. We find the best rates from over 20 carriers, and we offer easy online payments, too. We're your neighbors, Neighbors Insurance, on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Route 7 in Oneana's West End. Call today. 563-9955.
Looking for a new local body shop that can fix your vehicle fast and right the first time? Try out Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville. The pros at Thunder Road offer collision repair, custom paint, frame and unibody repair, and classic restorations, all under one roof. They have a brand new state-of-the-art facility that will get your ride looking great in no time. Check out pictures of their amazing restoration work on their Facebook page. Call today at 783-2290. That's 783-2290. Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville is happy to support local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
44. Welcome back, folks. Update from the Unitego Elmira Notre Dame contest is that Unitego has scored again. And they now lead 15-8. So it's Unitego leading Elmira Notre Dame 15-8. Started the second quarter there. So, you know, we had to choose this week between doing that game or doing this, this Green and Sydney game. Always a tough choice. But we decided to come here. This is such a great matchup. But no matter who goes on to the semifinals, we'll be somewhere in Binghamton next week calling those games. And we'll hope all our local teams have a good chance to get there.
Yeah, so that would be nice to see a few of them down there.
Start of the second quarter here with the score, Sydney 8, Green 6. On 3rd-and-1, Green was unable to pick up some yards, so now it's a 4th-and-5. They've switched ends of the field, so Green is now going left to right. Ball is at the 45. They're going to go for it here on 4th-and-1. And here is Orzel in the shotgun. No, it's Coy Austin. Direct snap to him. He goes to the outside and can't get it. Great play there by the Sydney defense. Coming up, I believe that was Robert Constable who tripped him up.
Yeah, real nice play right there. And let me tell you, that was a gutsy call right there because they were all lined up in the punt formation and thought they were going to be turning the ball over to the Warriors by the punt, and they snapped it to the short back, and he just got a nice tackle by Robbie Constable.
Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Thanks for joining us tonight. Start of the second quarter as Sydney gets the ball back. They now go right to left, and they're going to hand one off to Dawson back as he zips up the middle and picks up about 3 yards. They are in Green territory as he's brought down at the 40-yard line. It's Sydney 8 and Green 6 with the rain coming down here at Green High School.
Not in the press box.
No.
Beautiful.
Nice dryer here. Everybody all week was saying, oh, boy, it's going to be, you know, raining and cold. I said, hey, Green has a great heated press box. I am not worried at all about the weather. So second and 8, and they're going to throw across to Nate Vibbert on the left side, and he'll catch it at the 25. He's down there the first time that they have targeted Vibbert tonight, and he makes Green pay, a first down for Sydney and Moore.
And I got to tell you, that was a really good design play by the Warriors. They had two guys in the pattern, and he had his pick. The poor defender for Green didn't know what to do. He went with one, and they hit the other. You know, so it would have mattered if he went with Vibbert, he would have hit Hoyt.
So far, the rain not really affecting the Sydney passing game. They'll hand off to Dawson Backus on first and 10, and he plows his way up the middle for about 2. So Sydney is about to the 22-yard line here. They're deep in Green territory. Second and 8 coming up. 10:25 to go second quarter. Sydney with a 2-point lead, 8-6.
That defensive end on the far side has made a couple of really nice plays for Green Trojans, because I thought that play was going to go for a lot more than it did, but he came right down the line and made the tackles with a short gain.
I tell you, Walters as well as Isaac Haddock and of course, Luke Erickson are just phenomenal on defense as well for Green. And now running forward up the middle, there is Dawson Backus once again for a pickup of about 3 or 4. And boy, Darren Smith laying some lumber on a block there up the middle. Gets some high fives from Lucas Tanner after the play.
You know he's the quarterback. He shouldn't be doing that.
Boy, he really mixed it up on that play. So third and 6 coming up here for Sydney with 9:40 to go second quarter. This is going to be a third and a long 6 for the Warriors, as the ball is down on the Green 19. So this is crucial. This is about where the drive stalled last time for Sydney as they neared the red zone. Play clock is down to 10 as the sophomore QB looks over to the Sydney bench. Play clock at 5 now for Smith. Don't know if he's going to get this one off. And again, Sydney is going to have to take a timeout here. That's their second timeout. So they're down to 1 here in the opening half. So we'll take a break. 9:21 to go second quarter. It's Sydney 8, Green 6 for Tim Cutting. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Friday and Saturdays.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us, as always, on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. You can go back anytime and listen to these games in our game audio archive, courtesy of SFCU. We have all our games that we've done there, from football, soccer, softball, basketball, baseball. You can go and listen to them for free anytime in the audio archive at WCDOsports.com. Third and 6 here for the Sydney Warriors. They throw to the far side, and this one is in and out of the hands there of Alex Hopkins. And you know that one had to be slippery, because you don't see him drop any balls.
No, and I'll tell you, when I first saw where he was looking to throw that pass, I was like, oh, that's double coverage. But Alex outran it, and he was open. But like you said, Nate, that ball is wet, and it has started to rain a little bit harder now.
Yeah, that one was a little high, too. Hopkins made a great effort, but maybe with the slippery ball in the surface here in the rain, that one slides through. So 4th and 6 for Sydney with 9:17 to go in the second quarter, and it's 8-6. The Warriors leading the Trojans. Green is the 1 seed, Sydney the 8 seed here in the Class D football playoffs. They hand off to Backus on 4th and 6. He's going to be very close to the first down. I think he's got it still spinning, and Backus is into the end zone. Looked like Green had him down, but Backus spins free, and Sydney tacks another touchdown on the board.
Spun free, put his hand down, made a really nice balance move, and kept his feet and got the 6 points for the Warriors.
Wow, so Sydney takes a 14-6 lead, and Dawson Backus would not be denied. Just some hard-nose running, and he goes in for 6 for the Warriors. Wow, absolutely great play. I thought he was for sure going to be down at about the 6 or the 7, and all of a sudden he's scampering into the end zone, and Sydney now is going to go for 2.
At first I wasn't sure if he was going to get the first down, and then, like you said, he made a nice spin and
Great play.
Yeah, that was on 4th and 6, so a great pickup there for the Warriors as they'll go for 2. The direct snap here. Once again, this one going to Parker Boyce, and he's going to run this one in, and Sydney is going to take a 10-point lead, 16-6. Some good trickery there on that gate play, a direct snap to Parker Boyce, and he runs that one in.
Yeah, it was a nice play. Again, that was odd, because normally it goes to the right side, and this time it came over to the left. So they've got a lot of options off of that gate.
16-6, the Warriors leading Green with 9:08 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Sydney leading Green 16-6. Dawson back at his second touchdown of the night for Sydney, a 20-yard scamper. And the Warriors, the 8th seed, coming in here taking on top-seeded Green. They have a 16-6 lead, but no lead is safe when you're playing the Green Trojans, let me tell you, folks. And the rain is coming down, so Sydney is going to go for an onside kick here, and I don't believe it went 10 yards, and it doesn't matter because Green falls right on it, and they're going to have great field position again right on the Trojan logo at midfield.
Yeah, it does have to go 10 if it's not touched, but as soon as they come across and touch that ball, it's live. So nice play by the young man that recovered us from Green.
Yeah, Matthews had a successful onside kick a couple of weeks ago. That one not successful, as I just don't think it was going to get the speed to go the 10 yards. Green read it very well. And 16-6 now, Green going left to right, and they'll have the ball at midfield. 9:05 to go here in the second quarter. Stay tuned, the Maravito Energy Products halftime report is coming up as they hand off to Erickson. Read very well here by the Warriors defense, crashing through, and let's use our phrase here, Tim. Everybody, including the water boy, in on that tackle.
Absolutely, there was everybody there. That whole right side of the defensive line of the Warriors just made an absolutely huge penetration, and there were three guys there plus another linebacker behind them, and great play.
Looked like Jermon, Gaskin, all of them right in on the tackle there, maybe LT as well, Lucas Tanner. So a 2nd and 11 now for Green. Man in motion, that's Nate Erickson. They'll hand off to Erickson, and he's going to get railed by the pile here as well, as it looked like Tanner Gifford was in there. Getting some playing time here tonight for Sydney, as well as Lucas Tanner, and they drive him back.
Yeah, real nice play by the outside container. The Warriors again making the ball carrier for Green turn back inside where the help was, and sure, no gain.
Great play there by the Sydney defense, and this gives Green a 3rd and 12 with 8 minutes to go here in the second quarter, and Sydney leading 16-6. We knew this was going to be a good game, maybe a little bit of a shootout from times because both teams have good offenses, but Sydney doing a great job right now with this 10-point lead. Here's Green on 3rd and 12, trying to make something happen. Here's the quarterback keeper for Orzel, and he's going to be very close to a first down. He's going to be about 2 yards short. He gets into Sydney territory, up to about the 42, needs to get to the 40.
Yeah, real nice play there again. Again, it's that little read play with him and Erickson. He decides to take the ball and been successful all game long. Let's see what the Trojans do here. They're down by 2 scores already, and you know this will be an interesting call right here. 7 minutes left to go in the half.
Yeah, Orzel has had the most success running the ball here tonight for Green, so let's see what they do on a 4th and 2. They're in Sydney territory going left to right. We're going to have a flag on the play, and we'll see who jumped early.
I think Green called a timeout, so I think the play was squashed because of that, so I think we have a timeout on the field.
Trojans call a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds with the score. Sydney 16, Green 6. Late in the second quarter, we'll be right back on CDO.
The Catskill Shed Company is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Stop by and see their wide selection of sheds, barns, garages, cabins, and more. Right now, take advantage of their October special, which features no security deposit on rent-to-own sales. That's $100 savings on 8- and 10-foot wide buildings, and a $200 savings on 12-foot wide buildings. Also this month, you can receive a discount on any cash sales paid in full at the time of the order. And you can also receive 10% off all in-stock buildings.
buildings over 1 year old. So now is the time to save at the Catskill Shed Company. Call 320-5005 or stop by the corner of Routes 7 and 8 in Sydney across from the Speedway. Like them on Facebook for current discounted items. Call the Catskill Shed Company today at 320-5005.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Let's go to the out-of-town scoreboard once again. Unitigo now leads Elmira Notre Dame 23-8.
Wow.
So the Spartans, after being down early, are coming back, and they're coming back in a big way. Sydney leading 16-6 over Green. Fourth and two. Out of the timeout, the Trojans hand off to Luke Erickson. Barrels his way forward, and he's going to grab the first down, I believe, as he pushes the pile. Of course, both teams are saying yes or no, and we'll see what the officials say. Going to be a first down, it looks like.
Yeah, let's just say, Nate, the teams can say whatever they want, but it's those guys with the little yellow hankies in their pockets out there that make the decision on whether it's a yes or a first.
Erickson just hit that pile. You know how it is. He hits the pile, and the pile seems to move back.
Yeah, he definitely is a hard runner.
So a good one so far here tonight between Green and Sydney. Maybe a little bit of a surprise as the Warriors have a 16-6 lead with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. But Green moving the ball well. Going left to right, they're in Sydney territory. They're going to throw one up. Wide receiver open on the far side. Nate Erickson makes the catch, and the ball is on the turf, and it's picked up here by Sydney. The fumble for now is good, and Nate Vibbert is going to pick this one up and run it back to the near side. Vibbert's knocked out of bounds at the 20-yard line. So a huge play there for Green results in a fumble, and Sydney gets it back.
Yeah, that definitely was the wet ball syndrome right there, because he made a nice catch, made one of the Warriors miss, and was trying to probably go into the end zone, but good tackle by the Warriors, dislodged the ball, and Nate Vibbert was there to pick it up.
Scored on that same, a very similar-looking play last week against Harpersville Afton for Green, and Erickson made the great catch. Just couldn't quite hold on to it. And boy, the Sydney defense scooped that one up as soon as it hit the turf. I was very surprised on that. I thought, boy, that thing is going to be like a hot potato out there.
Yeah, I thought he was going to score.
But Sydney gets the ball back. 6:30 to go here in the second quarter. Sydney leading 16-6. Yeah, that looked like it was going to maybe be 6 points for Green. But it results in Sydney getting the ball back. They hand it off to Dawson Backus, and he plows his way forward for about 8 yards as Sydney going right to left. They work it out to about the 28-yard line.
Talk about a hard-nosed run right there, and finished off by one of the Green tacklers. That was a really good form tackle right there by the Trojans.
You know, Sydney lost a big piece of the running game when Ethan Finch went down with an injury a couple of weeks ago. He's going to be out with a broken foot for the rest of the season, but Backus has just kept on chugging here, and he's having a great game so far tonight with 2 touchdowns. 2nd and 4 for Sydney. They hand it off to Backus once again. Breaks a couple of tackles. 1st down and more up to the 35. And a 1st down here for Sydney.
Yep, nice little play. Good delayed little run. He actually waits for his blocks to finish and then makes the decision where he's going to go. Nice play.
So 5:50 to go here, 2nd quarter. Sydney leading 16-6. And the Warriors with the ball at their own 35 as they go right to left. Sydney moving the ball very well here late in this first half, and they'll hand it off once again to Dawson Backus. Bounces to the outside. He's got two defenders on him before he's ripped down, but a flag on the play after maybe a pickup of one there for Backus before he was driven back.
That was an interesting one. I can't wait to see what this is, because everybody stopped except the two, the tackler and the runner. They're calling hold on Sydney. Wow.
So a hold on the Warriors will negate that run. Not that there was all that much yardage to it, but that will back up the Sydney Warriors. I believe their 2nd penalty of the night.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that is the 2nd penalty.
So 5:38 to go, 2nd quarter, 16-6 to score. Back is scoring on runs of 29 yards and 20 for Sydney. Luke Erickson had the TD for the Green Trojans, a 5-yard run after Zach Orzel did some very nice running from the quarterback position to set that up. And Green was unsuccessful on the 2-point conversion. Sydney scoring on both of their 2-point conversions, giving us our 16-6 score. So Sydney with the play clock at 15, a 1st and 20 after the penalty will back them up to their own 25-yard line. They're going to throw, and they go to the outside, and this one is tipped out of bounds. As again, they looked there for Brandon Evans, but it was a little overthrown. And the Green defense was right there with good coverage.
Yeah, real nice play by Austin from Green. He read it very well and was right there playing kind of like a free safety kind of position. Went up and tap the ball at a tie point out of bounds. Incomplete pass.
Second and 20 coming up here for the Sydney Warriors as they lead 16-6 with 5:18 to go in the second quarter. We'll see if they go to the air again. Two wide receivers split out to the right, two to the left. As Hoskins is split out to the right, but they'll throw into the flat left side here for Dawson Backus. Lowers his shoulder and drives his way forward up to the 35-yard line. Good for about a 10-yard pickup.
Okay, that's something we haven't seen him do. But he did absolutely finish off that run and got back to the original line of scrimmage, so it'll be third down and 10 for the Warriors.
For me, it's been interesting to watch. As the season's gone along, it's almost like Backus has enjoyed contact more, and he's certainly not afraid.
He's 50, though, too. You know, he's really 50 inside the in the hole.
Third and 10 down for Sydney. Ball at the 35. They're going to go to the air, flushed out of the pocket. Smith runs to the right side, throws over to the far side. Evans trying to juggle the ball and can't make the catch. That would have been a first down and more, but he just couldn't come up with it.
Yeah, hit him, it bobbled it, and he did everything he could to try to recover, but he did not make the catch. So incomplete pass, fourth down for the Warriors.
Fourth and 10 coming up for Sydney, and with the field position being on their own 35, it looks like they will punt this one away, I would think, with 4:38 to go in the opening half, and Sydney leading 16-6. And we'll see what they do.
The new punter is Alex Hoskins.
Yeah, Ethan Finch was doing a lot of the punting duties throughout the year. So Hoskins, of course, we know is a great athlete, and will punt this one away, and it's a beauty. And Green will let this one bounce. It takes a Sydney roll to the 20, and the punt team will track this one all the way back down to the 19. So Green will go left to right, starting on their own 19. So that fumble that Sydney picked up doesn't result in any points, does kill some time off the clock.
Kills time off the clock and flips the field, too. So that's not a bad possession for the Warriors.
4:26 to go, second quarter, 16-6, and Green will get the ball back now, a first and 10. Boy, wouldn't this be huge if the Trojans could put a little drive together and get some points going into halftime.
And they want to do that, because they don't want to give the ball back to the Sydney Warriors in the second half and have them score and make it a three-score game.
Yeah, the Sydney Warriors are going to get the ball to start the second half, so that is huge for Sydney as well. First and 10. And Green is going to run it up the middle here with Orzel. Bounces out to the 25 before he's brought down by the Sydney defense. Good pickup of about 5 there for the Green Trojans on the run by Orzel.
Yeah, that play is definitely working really well for them. The Sydney Warriors are really keying on number 21, Erickson. And when they fake to him, they're tackling him. And Orzel's just pulling the ball back and taking off on his own. So, nice little play.
Another score update from Unitigo. They score again and lead Elmira Notre Dame 30-8. Jared Smith with the touchdown there on a quarterback keeper for the Spartans. So, after losing last week and losing their undefeated and perfect season, Unitigo seems to be rounding back into good form here tonight.
They wanted to make sure that they let everybody in Class B know they're still around.
Orzel on second and 4, the outside left side, and he's knocked out of bounds. Will be short of the first down, maybe a pickup of 1. And, the 3-seed Unitigo Spartans hosting 6-seed Elmira Notre Dame. And a huge lead in the opening half there on what I would imagine is a very rain-soaked field up there at Unitigo.
Well, you never know. It may not rain up there, you know.
True.
I mean, when I left Sydney, it wasn't raining there, so it may not be raining up
there. That's true. Maybe it's bone dry up there.
Up in Wells Bridge.
Yeah. Yeah, the Wells Bridge crew must be pretty excited right now with a big lead for the Spartans as they near halftime up there. 3:19 to go, second quarter. Sydney on the road here at Green, and the rain is still certainly coming down here on the turf field at Green High School, and Sydney leading 16-6. But this offense is always dangerous here for the Trojans. We've seen it week after week. And here is the snap on third and 4. They go to Erickson. Cuts back, first down and more. Erickson goes from right back to the left. He's up to the 35, to the 40. Erickson's got space to midfield, 50, into Sydney territory. He's at the 30. Erickson might go all the way to the 20, to the 10. Stiff arm, quick down here for the Green Trojans. An 80-yard run for Luke Erickson.
All it was a little sweep to the left side, or to the right side, excuse me, and then he reversed his field at the point of attack. And just outran the Warrior defense for the 6 points.
Unbelievable run there by Luke Erickson. Just muscled his way through the defense. And as we said, he came to the right wing and then reversed it to the left side. And somehow, I don't know how he didn't get tripped up, tackled, something. But he goes all the way down the edge and scores there for the Green Trojans.
Yeah, there's something, but he's not happy about something to happen up there. I can see that right now. But they definitely Nice play. He ran probably another 30 yards because he had to reverse the field. But good run and 6 points for the Trojans.
Somebody in Wells Bridge is listening because they said, you guys said that, and then it started pouring. I think we cursed them up there at the UNC Go game. And so the two-point conversion for the Green Trojans is good, and that gets Green right back in this game. They run in the two-point conversion. 2:47 to go before the half. It's 16-14. Sydney leading Green, but a 75-yard touchdown run by Luke Harrison gets the Trojans right back in this game on CDO.
Yeah, real nice play. Definitely.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. We got a heck of a ball game here, 16-14. Sydney on top of Green, but a 75-yard touchdown run from Luke Erickson gets them right back into it with 2:47 to go in the second quarter. And we'll see if Green goes with this little trickery on the offside kick or if they'll kick it deep. Let's see here, folks. As they all line up in a little bit of a huddle here, then they break the huddle, run up to the ball, but they fake the kick. No kick there, and it looks like they will just do the normal kickoff deep with 2:47 to go, second quarter. And Green, that had to really give them some energy, Tim.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, like I said, they get a score before the half, and
the ball goes down here to the 30-yard line, scooped up by Sydney. Is that kickoff had Tim in awe here, folks.
I'm speechless. I stopped talking. Can you believe that, folks? I stopped talking.
The little squib kick there, down to the 30, and Sydney will scoop it up right there with 2:44 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, it was just waiting to see what was going to happen with that ball, and I just didn't, you know, I just was watching intently and didn't realize I couldn't talk and watch at the same time, I guess.
So 2:44 to go before the halftime break. The rain, as we're in the Sydney press or the Green press box here, does appear that it's letting up a little bit here compared to when we first got here and it was pouring. So first and 10 for Sydney, and a run there for Dawson Backus with really no gain on the play as the Green defense with some new energy crashing through.
Yeah, that was really nice, and I want to tell everybody, if there's any Pee Wee football players here, they could just see what that tackle looks like. That is exactly what I mean when you talk about form tackling. Nice job by a Green Trojan on that play.
Yeah, the Trojans' defense making a great job there, going right through the line and bringing them down. Second and 8, so Backus could get 2 yards on the pickup there as we hit 2 minutes to go before the halftime break. Smith is in the shotgun here, the quarterback for Sydney, going right to left. Ball is on their own 34, and both sides jumping here. It's hard to tell who went first, and we'll see what the Zebra Crew says.
Gotta believe it's gonna be false start against the Warriors.
And it is. And it is, so that's going to back up Sydney. Second and 8 is going to turn into second and more. And boy, with 1:57 to go here before the halftime break, I think if you're Sydney, certainly just take care of the ball here, no mistakes, and you got to be pleased with this first half.
Yeah, you definitely have to be pleased with it, but you also have to think about not wanting to give this ball back to them with less than 2 minutes to go, because they're high, you know, they can score quickly too, so.
Yeah, second and 13. As we just saw Luke Erickson on that one play go 75 yards, as Sydney's going to go to the air, and they throw to the far side for Nate Vibbard, but double coverage was right there for the Trojans, and they knock it away.
Yeah, he was double covered on that, had coverage underneath and over the top, so very lucky that did go incomplete.
Third and 13 coming up here for Sydney. Again, they're on their own 29, going right to left with a minute 37 to go here in the first half. And so Sydney now has to come up with some yardage here on this play. Three wide receivers, trips to the left here, one to the right. They're going to go to the left side here as they toss one up into the night sky, and that one floats out of bounds as they, again, were looking for Parker Boyce, but unable to make the play.
Yeah, it was down the left sideline and just out of bounds. Nowhere anybody could get it. If Parker caught it, he would have had to have been a real fantastic catch to keep his feet in bounds.
1:32 to go before the halftime break. Fourth and 13
here for Sydney. So they're going to have to punt this one away once again with Alex Hopkins. And this is going to give Green a decent amount of time to work with here late in the quarter.
Yeah, and good field position possibly.
Here is the snap, and Hopkins again gives this one a good boot. It's going to bounce into Green territory at the 40, down to the 35, and continues to take a Sydney roll down to about the 31-yard line where it's downed. And so a minute 21, that's what Green is going to have to work with, Tim, as they go left to right, and they trail Sydney 16-14.
Yeah, and they definitely, you know what, if they get another score in this minute 21 left, that would absolutely probably just take the air out of the Warriors going into halftime. Now, then they would have to get remotivated and everything, because Sydney has had a really good half of football, but this last 4 minutes has shown a little bit of they can be scored upon.
Well, as you said in the pregame show, that they're going to have to play a full four quarters here in order to beat this Green team, and that is for sure. They hand off to Erickson here on 1st and 10, bounces out of bounds to the right side to the 40-yard line, and he's shoved out there. So that stops the clock, but a nice pickup of about 7 or 8 yards there for Erickson.
Yep, and that was just a little quick pitch to the right side this time with a lead blocker, and Erickson made a nice cut off the block and got the almost first down yardage of 9 yards.
So they do give him 9, so a 2nd and 1 with a minute 14 to go before the end of the second quarter here as Green goes left to right. They're in the green uniforms, the black pants, the green helmet. Sydney's in the white tops, the gray pants, and the maroon helmet. And they just need that 1 yard, and they're going to pitch it to the left side here for Erickson. Stiff arms, he's going to pick up the first down and more to the 45, up to the 46. And onto the Green Trojan logo, a 1st down and more, with a minute 7 to go here in the second quarter.
Yeah, and there was a Sydney Warrior in the backfield that could have blown that play up right away, but Erickson would not be denied and got the first down yardage, and here we go with a minute left.
Chains are reset, so the clock starts. We're under a minute to go. Sydney leading 16-14 here, halftime approaching. Green trying to maybe get some more points on the board, and they do have a field goal kicker, so let's see how close they can get. They pitch one to Erickson on the right side. Tries to get to the edge, but Sydney is right there. We're going to have a flag on the play, as I believe this one is going to be against Sydney, as they did hit helmet to helmet as Erickson was going out of bounds.
Yeah, and I think it was actually before that. I think you have one of the Warriors grabbing around the face mask on the play, so we'll see what happens here.
Okay, so we'll see what it is. Either way, I believe it's going to go against Sydney with 43 seconds to go, and this one, yeah, will be a face mask here against the Sydney Warriors.
Well, you're right, Nate. There was a hit to the helmet. It was, close to the sideline, but you know what? They had the face mask call first, and that's the 1st down and 15 more yards.
Yeah, so this is going to give Green excellent territory, field territory here with 43 seconds to go. They go left to right. This gets the ball down to the Sydney, about the 38-yard line here, as it's 16-14 now. Sydney on top of Green, but they're going to go with the gate play here, which we normally see on the two-point conversion. They're going to whip this one out, and they'll run to the far side with Coy Austin diving forward, and he'll pick up about 3 on the play. And it looks like we'll have a timeout taken here by the Trojans.
Yep, it was. I've been saying that. I said, why doesn't somebody try to run that scrimmage, not just on the two-point conversion, because it is such a tough thing to defend. And they only got 1 out of it, but Warriors did a nice job on that.
Well, we'll keep it right here as Green takes the timeout. 16-14 the score. Sydney on top of Green. It's been a great first half, and we thank you for joining us here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. We have a Marambato Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll get you some out-of-town scores. There's been a lot of local sports going on today. MAC volleyball, Class C and D boys soccer was today. The BG boys, the 6th seed in Class C boys soccer, went down to Seton today, 0-0, all the way through overtime. They win in penalty kicks to move on, so really cool game there today in the rain. The Green boys today won against Kander and Spencer Van Etten. That's a combined team now, 2-1, so they move on. So there's a lot of good local MAC teams that are still playing. Delhi is in Class D. They won today, so they're moving on. So we'll update you on all that at the halftime break, as well as it was a full afternoon of sports here to keep up with.
Looks like they're going to finish the half out in the gate.
So the gate will come out once again here for Green, 38 seconds to go in the second quarter, 2nd and 9, and they're going to flick this one back to Luke Erickson, who throws one up into the night sky. It's intercepted, though, by Nate Vibbert of Sydney with 30 seconds to go, and Vibbert is still on his feet. Vibbert back to the 20 as he runs right to left. He goes to the right wing now. He's up to the 30, 35, 40. Vibbert to the 50 and be finally knocked out of bounds at about the 45-yard line. So that was about a, I would say, a 45-yard return there for Vibbard with 19 seconds left. That was a big play. Two big defensive plays by Nate Vibbard. He recovered the fumble and brought it up out of the end zone, and then he just made a nice interception about the 10-yard line and brought it all the way on to the Sydney side, or the green side of the 50.
Not sure what Erickson saw there as he tossed that one up, as Vibbard was right there, and there really wasn't anyone around him, and he easily picked that one off. And Vibbard with that speed with a great run back, too.
Real nice play.
So 19 seconds to go before the halftime break. Sydney with a two-point lead, 16-14, and a first and 10 as they go right to left. You wonder, do they just take the knee here, or maybe they go for one play? It looks like they're going to go for a play. As Smith, the quarterback, is in the shotgun, drops back. He's right at the 50-yard line, tosses one across, and this one is just out of the hands there of Brandon Evans, who I believe they've targeted him more tonight than they have all season from what I've seen, Tim.
Yeah, they definitely are going to number 7 quite a bit tonight rather than going to number 4 or number 10. They throw him to number 5 as well, so they're trying to spread the ball around tonight.
So 14 seconds to go before the halftime break. 2nd and 10 here for Sydney is they get the play from the sideline, and I got to give some props to Ethan Finch over there. He's got the walking boot on, and he's coming out, drying off the ball, doing the best he can to help out his guys on offense. So you see a guy like Finch and a guy like Nick Paternoster, who hasn't really been able to play this year because of injury. They've done everything they can to help out their teammates, even though they're on the sideline. And Smith is going to throw one up to the right side, and it's almost picked off, but we're going to have a flag on the play with 5 seconds left. They were trying to go to Hoskins on that far side into double coverage, and the yellow hanky comes out.
Yeah, I got to believe they're going to have pass interference on Green, either that or holding on Green on the receiver. We'll see what happens.
The rain's still lightly falling here, not nearly what it was at the start of the contest, but still a factor. And we'll wait for the official call here from the Zebra crew. But either way, I do believe it's going to be pass interference, which is definitely going to move the chains up here for Sydney, and they're going to have a real good shot at one final play, Tim.
One final play, little Hail Mary kind of thing, but definitely will be a different type of Hail Mary because I've never seen Smith throw the ball with any touch. He throws it so hard.
It's a laser every time.
It's amazing how these guys can catch it in this rain.
First and 10, Sydney at their own, at the green 30, excuse me. Smith is flushed out of the pocket, and he's going to try to run out of bounds, but time will expire, and that's going to do it for the first half with the score Sydney 16, Green 14. Tim and I will come back with the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, and we'll break this one all down for you. So again, our halftime score between 1-seed Green, 8-seed Sydney. It's the Warriors leading the Trojans 16-14 at the break. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO.